Thanks for joining us. We continue our journey through the Gospels. Today, during this Christmas season, we're looking at Luke chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. While they were there in that stable in Bethlehem, time came for the baby to be born. And Mary gave birth to her firstborn, a son. And she wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. Caesar Augustus' census decree created havoc throughout the Roman Empire. The roads were packed with travelers, cities were crowded with people, and there was one group who loved the commotion, the registration for all the taxes, the innkeepers. Every room in that little town was occupied. The only secluded place Joseph could find was a cave used to keep animals. God took away every advantage for his son. Even his birth would demonstrate the humility of the Savior. Mary prepared for the coming of the Messiah in a manger. She made herself as comfortable as possible and tried to get some sleep. Jesus was on the way. In our busy lives, it's hard for some people to make room for Jesus. They keep him at a distance. The things of life fill their hearts with temporary satisfaction or distraction. But sooner or later, all the things around us fail to satisfy. The heart of the person who makes room for Jesus is filled, changed, and transformed. And Father, we want that to be our heart. We're amazed at the sacrifice of Jesus from his birth in a stable to his death on a cross. Thank you for loving us so much that you would give your son to die in our place. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.